In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 32, 10, 11, 10, 1933. So Jesus says to Louisa, Louisa, do you think it's trivial to see many creatures crowding the earth and because of the operating life of my divine will is missing in them? I'm not allowed to display my art and to do what I, God, want. So here he's showing us basically, he said it would be like in the time of Noah. Many people, many creatures separated from God, if you want to say. See, God is showing us very clearly, what side do you want to be on? Do you want to be on the Lord's side or the evil one's side? Do you want light or do you want darkness? Do you want to be the wheat or do you want to be the tares? Do you want to be the goats or do you want to be the sheep? Jesus is showing us, what do you want? Because Jesus says, what's coming is the kingdom. So he says, Louisa, do you think it's trivial to see so many souls crowding the earth and because of the operating life my divine will is missing in them, I, as God, am not allowed to display my art and to do what I want? Therefore, Louisa, may you take to heart letting my divine will alone live in your soul. So Jesus is saying to us, as he said to Louisa, take to heart letting my divine will alone live in your soul. Because the divine will alone knows how to dispose the soul to receive all the ability of my art, this divine masterpiece that he's making of each and every one of us. And in this way, you shall not force your Jesus into idleness, but I shall be the untiring worker to make of you what I, God, want. Put that on your mirror. I mean, that's a good one. Watch what I'm going to make of you. Watch what I want of you. If the divine will is reigning within you, watch what I'm going to do. There's no misery with the divine will. The divine will is happiness. I want all of humanity to enter into this gift. I want all of the church, all of the world to embrace this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. Jesus says, good. Watch what I'm going to do. Watch what I'm going to do. So every day as you read the Book of Heaven, it becomes more and more beautiful. Volume 33, 11, 19, 1933. The reason there's an asterisk on this is, this is very importante, as they say. My good daughter, you must know that as the soul disposes herself to do my divine will, she forms the passport in order to enter the interminable boundaries of the kingdom of the fiat. You get your ticket to go into this. Jesus is saying, as you get to know this, as you dispose yourself to live in the divine will, you're going to receive the passport to go. But do you know who, number one, lends you what, number two, is needed in order to form, number three, to form it, in order to number four, offer to sign it, and number five, wants to give it, number six, the value of the passage into my kingdom? So here's, Jesus is showing you 6 days, if you want to say. It's to who lends it to you, what is needed, how to form it, how to offer it to, who offers to sign it, who gives it, and the value of my kingdom. He says it is the act, number seven, of disposing oneself to do my divine will so great. Come, divine will, breathe in my breathing. It's the act. Come, divine will, beat in my heart beating. It's the act. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, it's the act. Disposes oneself to do the divine will, Jesus says, which is so great that my very life, my own merits, I form the paper, I form the characters, and your Jesus acts as the signer to make this soul know, known, and give her free access to the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Free access. You get to know it and you begin to possess it. Little, that's little by little. I know some people read and they go, I live in the divine will. And it's like, well, it's nice, but it's so great. You're just beginning. You're just beginning. It's, you still go to confession each week because we have our human inadequacies that have to be perfected yet. So Jesus says very, very clearly, the act of doing, of disposing yourself to do the divine will of God is so great that God's very own life, God's very own merits form the paper, the characters. Jesus signs it to make us known that give us the free access to the kingdom. And he says, this, Luisa, you yourself imagine my care and the precautions that I take, the helps that I give, the loving strategisms that I use towards that soul. In a word, I, God, want to replicate myself within the soul. Why? In order to replicate myself, I expose myself so as to form another Jesus in that soul. Are we letting Jesus gaze in our gazing, speak in our speaking, listen in our listening? Are we in the way? He talks about exposition. Go and spend time with our Eucharistic Lord. Go and spend time adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God and glorifying God, worshiping God. Spend time in front of our Eucharistic Lord. He says, I want to replicate myself within you. What does Scripture say? Scripture says, what we are now is children of God. What we will become, we do not know. But what we do know is we will become like him because we will see him as he is. When you go in front of the Blessed Sacrament, when you go in front of the monstrance, when the priest holds hope, look, here is the Lamb of God. I want to replicate myself within the soul. And by replicating myself, I expose myself to the soul to form another Jesus in that human being. We're supposed to be in God's image and likeness. Another Jesus, another Mary. Now he says, now disposing oneself to do my divine will. Number one, I form the passport, the beginning. Number two, I form the way in which the soul must cover within it. And number three, the way of heaven, which is holy and divine. So there's three things. Again, there's seven things in the beginning. There's three things to once you're disposed. To form the passport to do the God's will. To form the way that Jesus is going to show us. To form the way of heaven, which is holy and divine. That's why when you pray, you always end every morning with, Lord, I want nothing more of earth. I only want that of heaven. Therefore, he says, the one who enters into this divine will, I, God, whisper to the ear of her heart, forget the earth. It is no longer yours. Now, from now on, you shall see nothing but heaven. You see why it's so important to say this in your prevening act? I whisper in the heart of your ear. I whisper in the ear of your heart. Forget the earth. It doesn't belong to you anymore. From now on, you will see nothing but heaven. From now on, you will live only of heaven. That's Jesus's promise. If we go through these seven steps, and then the next three steps, heaven is ours. But again, you got to discipline yourself to do this. This is the way and the how it's going to happen. You could say, well, that's really nice, and you forget about it. Listen to what Jesus is teaching. These seven steps and then the next three steps to finally say, earth is no longer mine. So when you have this urge, oh, I got to buy this, you go, do I? I want this. Do you? Is earth still part of your life? Volume 33, 1:14, 1934. My daughter, as long as my divine will is not held as one's own life, exclusively one's own life, and no one can take it away from that soul. Even though she knows that the divine will is a gift received from God, and though something received, she is already fortunate and victorious to have the possession of it, she shall never be able to love my divine will as it befits it, nor shall she feel the need of the divine will's life, nor shall my divine will be able to carry out fully with all freedom its divine life in the soul. Therefore, your calling the divine will disposes you. You make it your own. And Jesus says, the divine will shall make itself known to you. You'll begin to understand it. You'll begin to understand this language of heaven. You will feel the great good of possessing this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. You will love it as the divine will deserves to be loved. And you shall be jealous to keep it with such attention, so as to not lose even one breath of this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. This is what God's waiting for. He's giving us this lesson today because it's close. He's saying very clearly, are you disposed yet? Are you disposed the way I want you to be disposed? That last one, those seven steps are necessary. Learn these seven steps. Put the next three steps in process. Why? To possess this gift. And then want nothing of earth, only that of heaven. Breathe that ruah of God, that breath of God, as Adam did. Go with the creation of Adam. Go to the Garden of Eden. Watch Jesus breathe. Watch the Holy Spirit breathe the breath of God, the ruah of God, into the dust. What came out of the dust was Adam. Breathe that air. Breathe that ruah of God. Jesus, say to Jesus, I want this. I want to start over where Adam failed, just like Louisa did, just like you did, Jesus, just like Mary did. But I want more than what you gave to Adam. I want your life, Jesus. I want your life, Mary, which you've given to Louisa. Volume 33, 5-6, 1934. My redemption, my life, my pains, my death, Jesus says. This is why the Passion of the Christ is so important, shall serve to dispose the soul to so great a good that as preparation for the great portent of the kingdom of my divine will given back to the human generations. Jesus says this to Louisa. It's what's coming. It's going to make it look as if Adam never sinned. It's going to make a total fool out of the evil one who seduced Eve and has caused such trouble for the last 6,000 years. He's going to be banished from the universe, not just the earth. He's banished from heaven. The kingdom of God is coming on earth as it is in heaven, which sanctifies what? All the universe. He's got to leave and go back to the pit of hell. Do you see what's coming? The glory of God, the power of God, the love of God. This is the great portent of the kingdom of my divine will given back to the human generations. And if the life of the divine will cannot be seen yet, this says nothing. Because in my most holy humanity, there is the seed. In my most holy humanity is the life of my fiat. And therefore, this seed possesses the virtue of forming the long generation of humanity, of many other seeds in the hearts, to regenerate in them the restoration of the life of my divine will in all of humanity. That's the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. That's why Jesus only gave us one prayer. May your kingdom come on earth, this dust, as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God is within you, Jesus says. Volume 33, 520, 1934. The whole of my life lays in its power, and whatever the form it wants to give me, in whatever age it wants to show me, it forms my guises and maintains my whole life as present act in the midst of creatures. My whole life, Jesus says, wants to give me whatever, in whatever age it wants to show me God, my guises, and maintains my whole life. This is the true life of Jesus, the new Adam, the true life of Mary, the new Eve. How great it is to be Catholic. My divine will holds your Jesus as living, and according to the soul's dispositions, so it shapes my guises and gives me to them. And it makes them feel how I, God, cry. I, God, suffer. I, God, continue to be born and to die. And I burn with love, for I want to be loved, not humanly, but divinely. Everything's ready. This is why, as we are in Lent, as we're getting ready for Holy Week, be with Jesus. Read the 24 Hours of the Passion. Watch the movie from Mel Gibson, the Passion of the Christ. I want you to understand, Jesus says, how I cry, how I suffer, how I continue to be born and die, how I burn with love, for I want to be loved. I've taken your place on the cross. All your worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and doubts and sin is crucified with me. I shed every drop of my blood to free you from the slavery of the devil. And now, 2,000 years later, now I'm ready to sanctify my children. This is a glorious time to be alive. Volume 33, 6/29, 1934. Attentiveness is the eye of the soul who is able to recognize the gift that I want to give and disposes the soul action to receive my divine investment. He says, be attentive. What does it mean? It's the eye of the soul. Recognizing the gift that Jesus says, recognizing the gift that I, God, want to give, to give, to dispose the soul to receive this gift. What does that mean? Read, study, put this into practice. Be attentive to what God is doing. Recognize this isn't an ordinary book. This is the book of heaven that Jesus gave the title to. He said to St. Honorable de Francia, this is what you name the book of heaven. He says, I do not want to give my goods to the blind, for I want you to see it and to know it. That doesn't mean the blind people can't see this. Some of the blind people that I know the divine will better than those that can read. They know it. He says, I don't want to give this to those that can't see. I want you to see it. I want you to know it. But do you know why? By seeing it, you appreciate my gift. By being aware of it, you know it and you love it. We have the opportunity to read, to study, to put this into practice. If you don't, if you can't read, you got, what is it called? Dream Voice, I think. You can download it, that app. And what happens is it'll read for you. He says, the first thing I do to one who wants to live in the divine will is to give her the eye with which to look at each other. You look at Jesus, he looks at you. To know each other, you look at Jesus and you know him. He knows you and you know him. That's why what I understand what Jesus is telling us is Eucharistic adoration is essential for those in the children of the divine will. Once we have known each other, over everything is done. Every other thing is done. And living in my divine will is assured with its full vigor. We have to know Jesus. We have to love Jesus. We have to possess Jesus. That's what he's asking. Volume 33, 10/27, 1935. To create means, that is to create many acts as it wants to create as something it creates. So here, Jesus is talking about creation. To create means that it creates as many things as the divine will wants to create. And sometimes it creates so many of them as for as many souls that are disposed who can receive its act that contains unheard of prodigies. Okay, that means we haven't seen anything yet. Unheard of prodigies. Who can receive its act? Who can receive these unheard of prodigies? Who can receive the graces of these unheard of prodigies? Who can receive the light of these unheard of prodigies? Who can receive the love of these unheard of prodigies? It contains the palpitating, the creative life of a divine will. Again, it hasn't happened yet. It's happening little by little to us. We're just scratching the surface. The door is still closed to the kingdom. It's going to open when the Pope opens it with the key. And Jesus says, you're the key, Louisa. Vicar of Christ has to open that door. And we're very close to that. Don't get discouraged. There's nothing to be. God has his way. God doesn't want to lose anybody. These unheard of prodigies, graces, likes, and loves, the palpitating created life of the divine will. This is why then having to do an act so great to doing the divine will, it does not want to do it without the creature knowing it, without the creature longing for it, without the creature wanting it, without the creature calling for it. Why? To receive into its act the creating will of God that is so holy and mighty, a will of God. This is what's coming. This volition of God is coming on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus is asking us to be alive at this time. How can you be sad? How can you be upset about what's coming? It's like in the time of Noah. The kingdom is coming. This has to be gone, all that is opposed to God. And he's asking us, are you willing to begin to live in the divine will now, to have this begin to happen? And when we say yes, he goes, watch what I'm going to do. It's just the beginning of what God has planned. 534, 520, 1936, the Blessed Mother feels that the task given to her by God himself as mother and queen, Our Lady is not yet fulfilled, and her mission has not ended until the divine will reigns on earth in the midst of humanity. Our Lady wants her children to be like her. Our Lady wants her children to possess the divine inheritance of their mother. Therefore, Our Lady, the great mother of God, is all eyes to look. This is again from the book of Revelation. All heart to love, all heart to help, to whomever she sees is disposed to wanting to live of the divine will. That's all God's looking for. Do you want this? And if it's yes, he goes, show me how much you want it, 30, 60, or 100 fold. What do you want? What do you know? What have you learned yet? What have you studied yet for this great unheard of prodigy that's coming to the earth? So then in difficulties, think that Our Lady is always around you. Our Lady is sustaining you. Our Lady is fortifying you. Our Lady is taking your human will into her maternal hands to let us receive the life of the supreme fiat. In exchange, we give, that's what Our Lady taught Louisa in the Virgin Mary in the kingdom. Surrender your human will to the throne of God. So in exchange, God can give you the supreme will of God. Let go of your human misery. Don't be in charge anymore. Don't have things of heaven so far from you and things of earth so close to you. Get rid of the things of earth. It's not important. I love my family, yes, but I love God more. And Jesus says, you do what I want and I'll do what you want. I trust that Jesus is going to take care of my family. I believe that Jesus is going to take care of my family. I'm no good at it, but Jesus is. He's my Lord, my Savior. Mary is. She's mother and queen. This is what God is going to take care of everything. Don't worry. Watch what God's got planned. He says this to Louisa continuously. Volume 34, 7, 4, 1936. Do you know what a fulfilled act of my divine will means? It means a complete act of God, in which God encloses divine sanctity, divine beauty, divine love, divine power and divine light, such as to leave heaven and earth astonished. God himself must feel enraptured, but so much as to form his dwelling, his throne of glory in this, his complete act that shall serve God and shall descend like beneficial dew for the good of all of humanity. As well then, in order to do this fulfilled act, I, God, had to dispose a new cross upon you, Louisa, given to no one else, Louisa, in order to mature you and make you arise to the dispositions that are needed for you, Louisa, to receive for God to do this. And that is to his fulfilled act of his most holy divine will. Now, it's interesting. The thing that's astonishing is this is what God is doing for us. He's doing everything for us, in, with, through, and for us. He has given Louisa a new cross, and those that are Benedictine oblates of the divine will, you wear your cross every day, the Benedictine cross. It's a new cross that God has given you as well. What does that mean? You're all that you've gone through so far, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional sufferings, is now one with Christ crucified. It's not pleading with God, help me, but fiat. Why? To receive and for God to do this. And it's a fulfilled act of his will. There is nothing, Jesus says, one can do. Therefore, in order for you to receive and for us, God, to give, we, God, had to dispose new crosses that, united to the continuous crafting of our most holy divine will, would prepare everything for an act so great. So God is preparing everything for your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners, for all of humanity. It's to dispose new crosses. So that as we embrace our cross, a new beginning is happening for all the world. That's what Jesus did. He embraced his cross and redemption took place. Mary embraced her cross with Jesus crucified. And and the kingdom of redemption came. Now the kingdom of sanctification is coming. And Jesus is saying, I'm giving you new crosses. Hang on to your hat. Watch what I'm going to do, Jesus says. Volume 34, 2:10, 1937. The Blessed Mother speaks to Louisa. You must know that my love and my ardent longing for this kingdom to exist on earth is so great that I descended from heaven and I go around from soul to soul to see who is more disposed to live of divine will. And I spy on them. This spying is good. They're watching us. They're watching us. And when I see a soul disposed, I enter into their hearts and form my life in those souls as preparation, as honor and decorum of that fiat that shall take possession of them and shall form its life in them. So Our Lady is saying, I'm watching you. Are you praying the rosary? Are you wearing the scapular? Are you attending First Saturday Masses? I'm watching you. Are you getting prepared for this honor, this decorum of the fiat that's going to take possession of you? This is God back to where he should be, image and likeness of God reigning in us on earth as it is in heaven. This is really a new and divine way of holiness that our God is showing us. He says, through the Blessed Mother, and I shall form its life in them as a good mother, as a good queen. Therefore, I shall be inseparable from them. This is the Blessed Mother. I shall place my life, my love, my virtues, my sorrows at their disposal as a wall of insurmountable fortitude that they may find in their mother, Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, whatever is needed. Why? In order to live in this kingdom so holy. So what is her triumph? Her triumph is that her children begin to resemble her son. Her love, her life, her virtues, her sorrows are at the disposal. This insurmountable wall that the devil will not be able to conquer, that they will find in Mary whatever is needed in order to live in this kingdom so holy. So you have the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary that was given to Louisa. A new day has begun. A new day has begun. So Jesus has got this ready. He's needing us to listen to him. There's so much in Jesus teaching us. There is so much that our God wants us to begin to live that it's nothing less than perfection. This is what God is asking. Psalm 34, 2:26, 19:37. When we find a soul being disposed and the soul denies nothing to us, triune God, we do not look at her littleness, but we look at what we ourselves know how to do and can do. And therefore we invest in that soul and let ourselves be invested by that soul. And we do great things worthy of us, triune God. But with such magnanimity and all that remains astonished and stupefied of what God is going to do. Prodigies unheard of when we find a soul that wants to be disposed, that denies nothing to us. So let's look at how you woke up this morning. Was your first words, as Jesus tells Louisa, to be adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God, glorifying God, wanting to be fused with our triune God by being fused with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, to pray the round of creation, round of redemption, to live in that prime act of God so that we have the divine will on earth in us as it is in heaven. Why? So that earth is no longer ours, that the divine will is ours today. See, God is asking us to begin to live his life. This is what he did every day with the Father. This is what Mary did every day with the Father. This prayer that is needed for us to be ready for what our God is going to bring about. A new and divine way of holiness is coming for all of humanity. And Jesus is asking, are you ready? Are you ready? And when we say yes, he goes, okay, prove it. What have you put into practice what I taught you? I mean, we got all 36 volumes that we have to study, read, study, put it. Now, if your mind doesn't contain it or we can't remember it, don't worry about it. Read, study, put this into practice. I know some people who have said to me, I got to learn volume one. I got to memorize it. Well, read volume 1 through volume 10. Oh, no. I got to know volume 1. I have to possess it. Years have gone by. Well, have you gotten to volume 10 yet? No. Volume 1 is so... Yes, that's how amazing volume 1 is. But that's every volume. And when Jesus wants you to remember, he'll help you to remember. Read, just read. Study, put this into practice. Don't be a stick in the mud. I'm not going anywhere until I understand this. No, that's not how God wants you to be. If you were with Jesus every day, he would teach you something every day. That's why I love the calendar. Every day there's something more beautiful that he's telling us. And if you've gone through the calendar 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 times, it's still brand new. Every day, the Lord God Almighty is teaching us. So what does he say in volume 34, 2:26, 19:37? When we find a creature being disposed, she denies nothing to us. And we don't look at her littleness, but we look at what we, triune God, can do and know how to do and can do. And we invest in that creature, our whole self to be invested, and we do great things worthy of a God. But with such magnanimity and all that remains, I mean, all that remains in heaven and on earth, they are astonished and stupefied. It is enough to tell you that for one more act done in the divine will of our will, Jesus says, we increase greater bonds of union, greater bonds of love on both sides, and we reach the point of giving to that soul new rights over our divine being, and we over her. This is the marriage. This is the wedding feast. This is why you wear your wedding ring. You wear your wedding ring to remember this. Jesus came for a bride, and he's married you. He's proposed to you. The wedding feast is coming. The kingdom is coming. 534, 314, 1937. Each additional act that is done in the divine will encloses the generative act that produces offspring. It processes the creature by doing her act. It lends to it the veil in which to form and hide this divine birth. Every act that you do. And as the act is performed, could Jesus breathe in my breathing? So does my will go around the whole world in order to find the souls who are more disposed, and it disposes, deposits in them the birth that has generated, forming one more child of the kingdom of its fiat. I remember Archbishop Cassati saying to us in 1997, he says, you've gone around the world numerous times, basically, and you've promoted the divine will in a saintly way, a good way, a holy way. And we, well, that's good. He goes, no, I want you to, the divine will has to be given in a divine manner. And I, what's a divine manner? This is the divine manner. As you do your acts of the divine will, someone in the world is saying yes to the divine will. You're giving birth to them. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Take a deep breath. Someone in the world is accepted that. One more child in my kingdom, Jesus says. One more act is one more child. Therefore, the more acts that are done, the more populated so the kingdom of my divine will be. Everything comes to life. Everything comes to light. Your family is being changed by you living in the divine will. You might not see it at this point. It's hidden, it's secret, as we began. But Jesus knows. And how happy you are knowing that someone is come to life with this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, because of your fiat. One more populated in the earth, that he says, is my kingdom and my divine will. While he was saying this, my sweet Jesus showed how he held inside his divine heart all the acts done in his most holy divine will, including all those of Mary, his celestial mother, that were many. And inside each act, the life of the divine will generated in it another soul, another soul, another soul. You see why the evil one, he knows his time is over. He hears this divine, I love you, that he thought he stopped with Adam. He hears this divine, I love you, of Jesus and Mary, knowing that they're not here anymore. But he hears it on earth because of Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. As though unable to contain them any longer, Jesus moves his step and goes around all human generations. And wherever he found a soul who was more disposed, he approaches that soul, embraces that soul, whispers into her ear, here again, blowing his breath, this Ruach of God, into the soul as a wanting to renew the new creation. And then, as though in feast, he deposited the life of his divine will together with that act. He did not want to detach the act from the life of his volition. You're giving birth to divine acts all around the world with every thought, every word, every deed that you're doing throughout the day. The face of the earth is changing. The evil one who's been banished from heaven will be banished from earth. And not only the earth, but the entire universe. He's going to be gone. What a great time to be alive, to witness what God is going, what God is doing. Volume 34, 326, 1937. These souls who live in my divine will are disposed to receive all the pains of my holy humanity. We're becoming more like Jesus. So yeah, when you stub your toe, you don't swear. You say, thank you, Jesus, that I can take a little pain away from you as you stubbed your feet as you walked to Calvary. In fact, he says, since my holy humanity is incapable of suffering at this point, as it now is in the glorious state in heaven, with its omnipotent breath, my divine will creates the pains and the sorrows and forms in them my living holy humanity. In these souls, my living holy humanity, as they stand in me, Jesus says, in everything. A headache, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, suffering. We're standing in the place of Jesus. Jesus, I offer this up, one with you, one with your mother, one with Louisa, in order to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Listen to what he says. These are the new saviors that lay down their lives in order to save the entire world. Why do you think God kept us alive to this point? He says, I want you to be new saviors. Come with me, fuse with me and my mother. You're going to lay down your human misery, no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. And why? In order to save the entire world with me. I'm doing this, but I'm sharing this with you. As I shared it with Louisa, I'm going to share it with you. So from heaven, I look down at earth, Jesus says, and I find many other Jesuses who, taken by the same folly of my love, lay down their lives at the cost of pains and death, and says to me, I am your faithful copy. The pains you make me smile because I enclose souls to give to you, Lord. People are turning back to God in the droves by the children living in the divine will. Everything is changing. Again, be positive. Thank Jesus, praise Jesus, love Jesus, glorify Jesus of what he is giving to you, what he and his mother are giving to us. I enclose souls. I want you to become my faithful copy. Write that on a little sheet of paper and stick it to your mirror. I am your faithful copy. Volume 34, 425, 1937. My divine will is the true all doer. Everything's being repaired. Everything's being redone. It wants to give itself to all of humanity by means of the one who lives in its divine will. That's Louisa and us linked to Louisa. And when it has formed the fullness of its masterpiece, that's not done yet. When it has formed the fullness of its masterpiece, it takes the soul to heaven as triumph and victory of its power and divine art. When are we going to be perfect? When it has formed the fullness of its masterpiece, it then takes the soul into heaven. That's the moment of death. Oh, I'm living in the divine will. Have you read what Jesus said when the fullness takes place? When it is formed, the fullness of its masterpiece, it takes the soul into heaven as triumph and victory of the power of the divine art that it knows how to do and can do in the soul, as long as the soul is disposed to living with the divine will. And the soul lets itself be carried in the divine will arms. Then he says, therefore, be attentive, read, study, put this into practice. Let yourselves be worked by a divine will so holy that loves you so much and that wants to be loved by you so much. Be attentive. The fullness is coming. It's not here yet. Wait till you see when it comes, how spectacular that's going to be. We'll end with a prayer. We'll be back in, I think, an hour and 15 minutes. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.